Welcome back, everybody. That was Sri Ram. That's actually my favorite song on the CD. I don't know why. I just love that chant. We have Lynn, who's been waiting very patiently. I hope she's still there on line three. Are you there, Lynn?
Hello.
Hello, Lynn. Seth, can you turn her up some? I can barely hear her.
Okay, just a moment.
Oh, there we go, Lynn. That's better.
Okay, this is... Is it good?
Yeah, I can hear you fine now, Lynn. How
are
you?
I have to stay close.
How are you?
I'm very good. How about you?
Very good.
Fantastic.
And are you really born September 26, 1962?
Correct. Yeah, I am a Libra.
Yes, you are. You're the same birthday as my sister, one of my sisters.
I am. I seem to have quite a few coincidences with numbers this year.
So what would you like to know tonight? What questions are on your mind?
Well, I've just met a great guy lately. Things are going amazingly, and I've never felt this way with anyone so quickly. So I just want to know what you think and what you see in the cottage.
What is his birthday, and when did you meet him?
It's August 13, 1960.
So his birthday is today?
Yes. Coincidences with numbers, eh?
Yeah, I guess so. And when did you meet him?
I met him about a month ago.
Okay, so that was about July, the middle of July?
Yes. Sometime in July, we started talking first.
Uh-huh.
And we went on to a date first, a coffee date, and after that, another date, a walking date, actually, and a golf date.
Great. Okay. Well, you have very strong connections with this man, and he's a good guy.
Oh, it's amazing.
But right now, I should just say this, though. You're in the last period of your year. Your birthday comes up in a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
And in this period, which is called the Neptune period, you should not make real important decisions about the future.
I should not make any decisions?
You should not make important decisions about the future.
Okay.
Because you're underneath sort of the spell, the romantic spell right now.
Right.
Of Neptune. Are you following what I'm saying?
What you're saying, I'm in the hall. I'm just in a good period, and
you're in a period where everything looks really great, but you might be under some illusion.
Okay, so
because everybody
what
has Neptune
saying.
Period every year, right, just before their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And in Neptune, we see things the way we want them to. We want to see them instead of the way they are.
Right.
Now, having said that, I do think this is a good guy. You've found a good guy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I would wait till after your birthday to make any important decisions regarding him.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
That sounds good.
Yeah, just keep taking it slow. You're fine.
Okay. Well, there's no problem with taking things slow. I think it's a good way of doing things, and I've always intended it that way. Because I've met a few people, but not feeling the way I'm feeling right now. So I was waiting for the person that would take things slow. So
now,
that's kind of my way of doing things.
Do you know what your card is, Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're a Jack of Hearts.
Yeah.
And you know his card?
Correct.
Do you know his card, too, what his card is?
No, I don't.
He's a King of Clubs.
The King of Clubs. And what does that mean?
He's the ruler of knowledge.
Knowledge.
The ruler of knowledge.
Okay. And
the master
what is
of
that?
Knowledge. And that's good. And you have really good connections with him. I think this is a good relationship for you.
Fantastic.
Okay.
All right. So I have one more question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
I came up with an invention that I'd like to pursue the idea, and I was wondering what you see in that area.
Let's see here. Hold on. Well, I would definitely pursue it. Absolutely, I would pursue it.
That's the way I'm feeling, actually.
Because you have some interesting influences after your birthday, which could bring success to something like this.
Oh.
So the world needs more good inventions. The world needs that.
Uh-huh.
So you bring it out there. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks
thank you very much
evening,
for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening. Bye-bye. Okay, Jack of Hearts, Nine of Spades. That's my sister's birthday. And this is a very loving, giving person. Usually others take advantage of their giving to a certain extent, but she's hooking up with a King of Clubs, and she has a Nine of Spades ruling card. He has an Eight of Spades karma card, strong marriage connection, likely that he adores her, but she's in Neptune, so it's unclear what's really going on. And I won't say anything for sure until she has her birthday. Things may look different for some reason. We'll see. Okay? Okay, we have Cindy on line 2. And line 3 is now open if anybody wants to call in. But Cindy, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Cindy?
Yes.
How are you? This is Robert.
Hi. I'm fine, thank you.
Are you born July 13th, 1957?
Yes.
And what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I've listened to your radio show a few times, but I decided to call in tonight because I was really moved by your topic. It really is hitting home for me right now.
The one about fear tonight? The fear topic?
Fear, yes.
Yeah, and you're a 2, and 2s tend to have more fear.
Oh, thank you.
Well, don't feel bad. I'm in the same boat. You know. So tell me something about what's going on that you want to talk about.
Well, I got divorced last month after a long marriage, and I think that it would probably not be wrong to say that fear destroyed our marriage. I think it was mostly his fear, but not, it was kind of the way our fears played off of each other, and that became what most of our relationship was about. And it was very hard. And when you talked about when someone's angry, it's always because they're afraid.
Yeah.
And he was angry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It just got unbearable.
Yeah.
So I have 2 questions about this. One is about the marriage, which is over. And then one is about any new relationships that may come down the road for me.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to interact with my ex-husband because we have a small child together that we have to co-parent.
Uh-huh.
And telephone conversations and just the, you know, there's a lot of contact still. And he just says things that I when I think about it later, I realize he was afraid and that's why he was angry. But in the moment, I'm not able to hold on to my peace. And his anger activates my fear, and
well,
I just would like to break free of this pattern.
Are you guys still having angry conversations now after your divorce?
Well,
you still get into arguments
on
the phone and so forth?
I don't know.
It's a yes or no question. It's yes or no there. Are you still having arguments on the phone? Hello?
I think of an argument as when two people are participating. What's happening on the phone is that he is flinging accusations and belittling, and I'm not responding
birthday,
much.
What's your husband's birthday, by the way? What's your ex-husband's birthday?
August 12th. He's an Ace of Diamonds.
Ace of Diamonds. Okay. So you're the stronger one, first of all, in this relationship. You may not feel that way, but you are. It's harder for him in his own way to lose you than the other way around, because he's your moon card. Okay? You're a two of diamonds. He's an ace. You're the stronger of the two of you. You have no obligation to experience anybody's bitterness or anger or judgment. You have no obligation to let that happen. You're the one that has to set down the rules for your relationship now that you're broken up. And now that you're no longer together, you have to establish the boundaries for him. If you allow him to dump on you and get angry and judgmental, then that's what he's going to do. But you have to let him know that's not acceptable. Okay? Very simple.
I found that that's easy to say and very hard to do.
It's only hard to do if there's something that you want from him that you're afraid you're not going to get.
I guess this is all just so new. I mean, the divorce is just a month old, and I know I'll get better at this in time, but it's really difficult right now.
It's going to take as long as it takes. It doesn't have to be a long time, but it can be. But I think it's important. You're starting over again with your husband in a way, with your ex-husband. Do you understand? It's like you're remaking your relationship.
Yeah.
It's up to you. You're the strong one in this relationship, and you're the one who's responsible for how it shows up. You.
I guess I resent that a little bit.
Well, I'm sorry.
There's no way around it, but I do.
You can resent it all you want, but it's not going to change the fact that it's going to go the way that you make it go. All you have to do is just decide what you really want it to be and just declare that that's what it's going to be, and it will be that way. But if you really want to have these, if you really want him calling you and judging you and all this other stuff, then that's so be it. That's what you'll get. But you don't have to. No one's making you do that. Now, maybe there's a fear involved for you in being that way with your ex. I don't know. Maybe it's something you want from him or need from him now that you're broken up.
Well, I never could figure out how to make it stop while we were married, and I can't figure out how to make it stop now either.
Well, you have never, I don't think you've actually ever tried what I'm suggesting.
I mean, other than just saying stop, and that doesn't work.
No,
so
there has to be consequences, Cindy. Do you understand? You can't just say stop unless you... It's like if you're talking to a five-year-old, okay? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay, so when a five-year-old starts mouthing off, what do you say to him?
Stop or go to your room.
Stop or you're going to your room. Stop or you're not going to have allowance this week or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And if the kid believes you, he'll stop, won't he? Some mothers, though, the kids don't believe him because they know the mother doesn't really mean it, so they'll just go ahead and do it anyway. The kid will keep doing it. But if you really mean it, and what that means is if he doesn't stop, you pick him up and take him into the room and give him time out. Once you do that a couple times consistently, the kid believes you, and now they won't do it. When you say stop, they stop. You got it? There are laws in most states against verbal abuse. I don't know if they have it where you are, but in most states, a person cannot abuse you verbally. It's not legal. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend once.
It's pretty subtle.
I had a girlfriend once who, you know, I broke up with her, and a month later she went off and she left like 17 phone messages on my phone in one day's time because I wouldn't answer it. I knew it was her calling. And I went to the courthouse the next day and I filed a restraining order. And that ended it. It was something that I was reluctant about doing. But when I did it...
Well, you hit it on the head before. See, I can't do that because I still have a parenting plan, and the child going back and forth, and there has to be a certain civil, you know, there has to be contact.
Yeah,
we have to be civilized for the sake of the children.
You're under no obligation to be verbally abused by him. I'm sorry. Just because you have a kid or whatever doesn't mean that you have to put up with what he has to say. Yeah, he'll have to keep his mouth shut if you make that clear. Listen, you be nice to me and you say nice things and you be polite around our child or our children, or we're not going to talk anymore. We'll do it by email or something. You can declare this. You can set the rules. The people in family court will support you in this. They'll tell you the same thing. Actually, you don't need to talk to me about this. You need to talk to them.
Okay.
As far as love goes...
I think you hit it on the head when you said that I may not understand or believe that I am the powerful one in the relationship.
Yeah,
because you're right.
Yeah, you got it made
That's
out
very
like
difficult
you're the one.
Concept for me.
You got yourself as the victim, and you're not the victim. See, you have to let go of being a victim first, okay? I'm telling you, card-wise, you have much more power than him. You do.
Any suggestions on how to claim it and use it?
You just have to really mean what you're saying. And you have to decide once and for all that you're just not going to take that shit anymore. It's really that simple. Just try exercising it and see what happens. Just try it. Okay?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, my phone was beeping, but I went to the other one, so...
Okay.
I'm sorry,
so
I just missed the very last thing you said.
I'm just going to finish up by saying, as far as love and romance goes, there's going to be men in your life very soon. And I said men, plural. Okay?
Okay.
They're all waiting for you to get single, so now...
I am now single.
You never had trouble attracting a man. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, you never did, and you never will, so don't worry about that. But it's coming right around the corner here. I give it a month at the most.
Well, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, you won't be alone for long. All right, Cindy, it was a pleasure talking to you. I thank you for being a guest tonight on our show.
Thank you.
Good luck. Go talk to family court. Tell them what's going on. They'll tell you what to do.
Okay.
Very simple stuff. Not a big
okay.
deal. You just got to decide that that's not okay with you anymore. Very simple. All right?
Great.
All right. Take care, Cindy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I think we have Leah waiting. She says it's very hot where she is in San Fernando Valley. Are you with us, Leah? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Leah?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
How are you tonight?
I'm great. It's a lot cooler here than where you are.
Yes, it is. Rub it in.
You live in that, like, desert place.
I don't think it's that bad, but close.
You live where they make all the porno flicks.
Yes, I do. That's something I was hoping that nobody knew, but you are just all-knowing. This is true. Chatsworth, the porno capital.
Yeah, nobody knows it in all these little houses and apartments
in San Fernando Valley. We really keep it hidden well.
People are making zillions of dollars filming sex together.
They're at it right now.
As we speak.
Even as we speak. And see, me, I'm trying to gather divine knowledge. I'm trying to do the right thing here in Chatsworth.
And then when you're not trying so hard, what does your natural tendency go back to?
My natural tendency for what?
When you're not trying so hard, what's your natural tendency?
Oh, my natural tendency?
Yeah, to do what?
Let's see. When I'm
Are you a bad girl?
So hard. Oh, gosh, that 5 kicks in, I think. I have like 5 tendencies.
5? Wow, that's a lot.
Well, I'm a Sagittarius, so...
Right.
You know, I have a tendency to... And I study numerology as well as the science of the cards.
Uh-huh.
So I have a tendency to act out. People see me as a five, and I have a tendency to act out as a five. So I can really get out there and be the party girl, dancing on the tables. And
now, in the corner,
watch myself.
Aren't you a seven of hearts?
I'm a seven of hearts. I've All spoken right. to you a couple of times before.
Okay.
You've spoken to my eight-year-old daughter, Maya.
Okay.
And I thought that I would give you a call because the last year we started a new business that deals with schools, and we all know that school is coming back into session. And so I'm gearing up to get busy again. I'm in my office right now, and, you know, I'm just trying to. I'm also in that, is it Uranus?
Saturn.
Saturn period, that's right.
But you go out of Saturn tomorrow.
Say it again?
You go out of Saturn tomorrow.
I go out of Saturn tomorrow. I made it. Woody-hoo!
Yeah, I know. That's how I feel, too.
Look at that. So I've been buckling down, trying to work hard, I've meditated a lot. I'm just trying to stay focused, operate on the higher side of my card. But I did my weekly spread, and I noticed that my environment card was a King of Clubs, which kind of goes along with the fact that I'm trying to, you know, to get back into, you know, the business side of my life.
Yeah, well, that's your long-range card this year, too.
Yeah, I know. That, and I think it's also Pluto or something like that.
It's also your Pluto card.
Twice.
So that's about education. That's about bringing knowledge to people in some form.
Right.
So everything's just fine.
I think so. I think all is well. I was just wondering if you had any insight for me right now, any advice looking at my cards or...
Well, these last three periods of the year, actually, you've got two more to go and start tomorrow.
Okay.
These two should be really, really good periods because you're up in, you don't know this, but you're in the crown line right now.
Wow, look at me.
Yeah, and the crown line can bring recognition for your work. So
Wow. It's
the time to advertise and get the word out.
Okay.
About what you're doing.
Because I'm also trying to start up a new business as well. Okay, because this business that I do with my husband, this is kind of like his baby. And it's taken off really great, but I'd also like to...
Well, you have an Ace of Diamonds coming in, so that's...
I know, a new
right
business.
There. So it's all good.
It's so good.
You
Thank
got no
you.
Problems.
Yeah, I think so, too, and I'm very motivated.
Come back when something's bothering you.
Is that all I get? I have to call
that's
with a
right.
problem?
That's... No, you can, I don't know. I guess not. I mean, you know, I'm here to help. What can I do?
I know you are. let's see. Now, this is, let's see what else I have here. Well, I did my weekly spread. Like I said, I have a king for my environment. So, but what do you see? Now, this Ace of Spades is kind of interesting to me. So that's like a new way
well,
of making money or a new
the
beginning.
Best, the best thing to do with weekly readings is don't try to figure out what they mean. Just watch what happens.
Okay, got you.
You learn from watching what happens and looking at your cards.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't help but want to try to figure it out. That's human nature. But just lay back and see what happens, and then you'll learn about what the card really means.
Right.
Okay.
Which I have to tell you, I appreciate so much all the hard work that you've put into bringing the science of the cards to us.
Well,
it's
thank
so
you, Leah.
Fascinating,
I appreciate you saying
so
that too.
Wonderful, and so accurate. I find so much accuracy in it.
That's really, I think that's what sets us apart from other systems, really.
Yes.
Is. Number two things, the accuracy, and number two, how easy it is to learn it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there's nothing else out there that comes close.
I don't think so. It's just completely awesome. So then, before I let you go, because I assume there are others waiting, okay, so I'm looking to start this new business. Now, I heard you say I'm coming into my Neptune period, and I heard you speak to someone else coming into their Neptune period, and during this period, everything looks like roses. You should just
wait. It's only if something new came in, like...
Oh, okay.
If something new came into your life...
Oh, okay.
In Neptune, like a new person,
mm-hmm.
a new business, you should not make a big important decision about that until after your birthday.
Okay.
It's not that you can't do anything in Neptune. You can actually do lots of things in Neptune.
Okay.
And you got some such great cards in Neptune this year. It should be one of your most productive times of your year this year.
Okay.
That's what I predict. So don't be afraid to be real assertive and go after your goals all the way through until your birthday.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Great. It'll be, I guarantee there'll be a lot of success. It's
awesome. That's all I need.
And your husband,
I was going to do it anyway, but now that you're saying
it. Your husband's lucky to have you because you're a little lucky charm. And
I am.
Yeah, and he should tell, and he should be appreciating that.
I do. I have so much gratitude, I can't even put it into words. It's awesome. I have so much gratitude. I really do. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lisa.
I appreciate what you do. It's so awesome. And I want you to know that I have the love cards, the destiny cards. I have the weekly reading workbook.
Oh, wow.
I have, gosh, what is that? Exploring the Little Book of Seven Wonders.
Seven Thunders, yeah, that's my
advanced Thunders.
Book. Seven Thunders. Yeah.
I have, gosh, what is that? I have the guy, Olney
Richmond.
Richmond,
the Mystic Test Book.
I'm sorry?
The Mystic Test Book.
Yes, I have that one. And I also have, what is the lady's name?
Florence Campbell and Edith Randall.
Oh, yes, I have their book also.
You're lucky to have that book. It's
I sure am. I am so blessed. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I've had enough of you, Leah.
I know. It's too much, isn't it? Well, thank you, Robert. It's just a pleasure. Every time I speak to you, it's a blessing.
Here,
thank you so much.
Thanks for being a guest tonight.
Okay, thank you. I'll
cool
speak to you again
there.
Soon. And you take All care.
Right. All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's great. I love hearing from people that have called in before because they let me know how things are progressing. So if you've called in before, don't be afraid to call in. It's great. We do have two guys on line 3 and 2. Line 1 is now open. But we are going to take a short break here. I would like to hear the song Om Namah Shivaya, another one. It's real danceable Sanskrit chant. After Om Namah Shivaya, we'll be back and we'll be talking to Don, who's born on July 27th. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a pleasant evening. It's so pretty outside. And I was just talking to Seth, and apparently the meteor showers are peaking right now. If you go outside, they're peaking right now, if it's dark. So I would go out and look if I wasn't in here doing the show, but I will go out and after the show and take a peek. We have a couple of guys on the line, which is unusual. Nice to have some men calling in. We have Don on line 3.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself?
Good. Are you born July 27, 64?
Correct.
Good. Well, what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I just wonder if you can enlighten me on my Jack clubs I see for this year. I'm just going off your website here, off that free reading.
Yeah, so are you married or single?
I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
I was married, you know. I've been divorced for quite a few years.
I see. Are you basically a confirmed bachelor now?
Yeah, I have. You could say that.
Did you, like, calculate everything and, like, measure everything and balance it and realize it? Bachelorhood's better. Is that what you
this
did? Because you're a club. You know, these clubs, they think about stuff, you know. They really get a lot of thought.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of thinking the last few years, yeah.
Well, Jack of Clubs is you playing as a Jack this year, you see. It's you being a Jack this year. That could mean many different things. It could mean romantic, a lot more in romantic involvements than usual. Or it could mean you doing promotion or sales work. You understand?
Okay, uh-huh.
It also is a potential card. It's your long-range card, right? The Jack of Clubs.
Okay.
And so there's also a potential that you would be introduced to some new knowledge this year that would sort of transform your thinking. Because the Jacks can be interpreted as initiation cards, being initiated to a higher level. In this case, clubs, so a higher level of thinking.
Uh-huh. Higher level of consciousness, possibly.
Or a higher, it doesn't have to be, it can be higher consciousness, but it can also just be something like a better way to communicate. Like if somebody got a new computer who never had a computer, that would be like a Jack of Clubs experience.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like a new way to interface with the world.
Okay.
So, you know, it has many potential ramifications. There is something, though, about love for you that's going to have an effect on you this year, you know, because you have a Queen of Hearts Pluto this year.
Okay.
So there's going to be something about love or sex that is takes you to a new level also this year.
Sounds good.
So you're pretty happy in the romantic department?
No, it's been pretty, I've been on a I'm really into my spiritual path at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And I guess...
Are you a celibate on this path?
Pardon me?
Is this a path of celibacy?
No, not necessarily, no.
Oh, okay.
I just haven't met the right one, I guess.
Well, you know, the Ace of Clubs, they're very particular about who they're with, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And, I mean, it has to be just the right person.
Yeah, and right now it's going to have to be someone we need to support the spiritual side of it too, you know, connect on that level.
Well, there's no reason why you can't have that. I think you're going to meet somebody in significant this year.
Okay.
Don, I really do.
Also, my oldest son, his birth date is 3/11/88.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of had some growing pain, just kind of curious maybe what you see there.
3/11/88, March 11th.
And you know what else, Robert?
What's that?
I got custody of my little guy, and the other day I was shaving, and he come walking into the bathroom out of nowhere, and he handed me the Ace of Clubs, and he looks at me and he goes, "Daddy, this is your card." and at first it didn't click, you know. It took me a couple seconds, and I go, "You got to be kidding me." So.
How old is he?
4.5.
Oh, my goodness. How did he know that was your card?
I don't know. Blew my mind. I'll tell you that. But
that is amazing. Maybe he studied in his past life or something.
Maybe so. That wouldn't
surprise me. So your 19-year-old's having some problems. Did you say?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going through some growing pains. I'm just curious if you...
Well, he's, you know, your son is a queen of diamonds and a queen of spades. He is by nature actually a responsible person, believe it or not. Okay?
Okay.
He would be better not being given too much and allowing to develop his own abilities, you know, in a balanced way, but... You know, like if he's doing something that's causing problems, let him be responsible for it.
Right, and I have been. That's exactly what I have chosen. So
that way, he can learn from his own mistakes or his own successes.
Okay. Yeah.
But he's really on a search this year for what really is important to him, and I say he's going to find it.
Sounds good. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, what I see here is that he's looking for what really means the most to him. And before his next birthday, it's going to come to him.
Okay, super.
Is he still living with you?
No, he's with his mother at the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, he needs to get out on his own soon.
Yeah, and he is doing that too. So.
Oh, good. Well, and he's already thinking the way, the right way there. So.
Right. Okay.
Well, great. Well, thanks for calling, Don.
Okay, Robert. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Yeah, good talking to you. Take care.
Yeah, you too. See ya.
Bye bye. His son was a double queen. There aren't many birthdays that are actually a double queen. Actually, I believe that's the only double queen birthday in the whole year, and it is a queen of diamonds and queen of spades. Queens are all about service, and eventually his son will find a role helping other people in some way, which will be very significant. Okay, without taking a break, we're going to go right to Chris, if Chris is still on the phone from Wisconsin. Are you there?
Yes, Robert, I'm here.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hi, how are you doing?
You are March 22nd, 1961?
Yes.
Okay.
I was wondering what you could tell me about my cards.
About the Ace of Diamonds?
Yes, and my yearly
okay.
card
so
reading.
Give me a little background about, like, are you married, single, what's going on?
Yes, I'm married 23 years. I have three children.
Uh-huh.
They're 20, 21, and 15.
Uh-huh.
And my wife is she's July 3rd, 1959.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. That's my birthday, July 3rd.
Oh, okay. yeah, maybe what you can tell me about our
Well, you guys are very compatible, but I'm surprised that you've been married this long, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because Ace of Diamonds usually cheat on their women, on their wives.
Oh, they do? Oh, no. I think I'm an Ace of Diamonds.
Yes, you are. Unless you were born close to midnight, in which case you might be a different card.
6 a.m. in the morning.
Now, you're definitely an Ace of Diamonds.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, do you consider yourself very ambitious?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I'm pretty positive, pretty much of a go-getter.
And your wife also is fairly ambitious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and outspoken.
Yeah, you know, Queen of Diamonds can be a little, they can get pissed off easily.
Yeah.
You know,
that's her.
We get irritated mentally, you know, and we can say some mean things sometimes and not know it that we're doing it. You guys have really great connections because you're her Venus card. You have two different moon connections with her, so I mean you couldn't really be more compatible.
Okay.
So I don't really. I think your marriage is good.
Yes, it has been.
And your ruling card is the Three of Clubs, and you need something creative to be happy. You have to have something creative that you do for work.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Like writing
or
speaking? Writing?
I started playing guitar a few years ago, and I'm doing that quite regularly, I'm doing it quite a bit, and I am into art, too. I do a lot of drawing
and
painting.
Those are all perfect. Those are all perfect. So this year, it's interesting because you have very similar cards to the person who just called for you that I talked to. And this year, to me, looks like a year for you of kind of asking yourself, what really makes you happy? Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, is there any chance you'd have other kids? Have more kids?
No.
Okay, just checking on that. So, you know, you may go through a period of uncertainty about relationships in general this year as you're searching for what it is you really want in your life. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I don't see any problems here. I don't see any challenges, really. You know? Nothing to be concerned about.
Okay, and how about career-wise?
What do you actually do?
I am a designer. I'm a mechanical designer. I do product designing and tool machine
uh-huh.
design.
Okay. So, you know, but what all the fun and success I see this year comes through people. Even though you might sit at a desk and work alone, you need to look for opportunities to be in groups and to involve yourself with people more. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know what form that takes on your particular job, but your next period starts on August 25th, really soon. That's the Jupiter period. And you have so many heart cards, which means fun and popularity. So make sure you and maybe you and your wife together go out and be social, or if you're invited to something, go do it. You see?
Okay.
Yeah. You guys should travel together. You know, I don't know if you do that at all, but you need to.
Okay. We do a little bit, as time allows and the kids allow.
Yeah, I understand how that is with the kids, but that's what's good for both of you. Traveling together.
Okay.
New adventures
okay.
together.
Short trips, long trips, or?
Well, no, like a vacation kind of thing, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, special things. How old is your youngest child?
She's going to be 16.
Oh, well, you guys can take off. Come on.
Okay.
You guys can go to Hawaii for a week or something.
Oh, we did that 2 years ago.
Oh, good. Was that good?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
It's paradise.
You guys need to do some adventures like that. Ace of Diamonds love traveling with their partners.
Okay.
And you're both Ace of Diamonds, you and your wife.
Okay. I thought she was a queen.
She is. She's an Ace of Diamonds ruling card.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right.
You got two Ace of Diamonds in the family. You guys will not be happy unless you make a lot of money.
That's another one of my goals.
Yeah, you're both. You have to make some money. You just have to because you're diamonds. You know. So just keep at it. You got the ambition. That's all you need. Keep going at it. You'll get it. It'll come.
Okay. All right. With your help, with the help of your books and your guidance, I think I will.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, keep a look on the years. The long range cards each year show you what the theme of the year is. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But there should be money for you in this next 3 years.
Okay.
There definitely should be. But, you know, we're always evolving, and maybe you aren't in your best career yet. I think you need to be doing something more creative. And you
okay.
have a good business sense. I could see you owning your own business.
Okay.
Or you and your wife doing it together, because you both are good at business. My goodness.
right.
All right, Chris?
That sounds very good.
Thanks for being
a guest
tonight. Appreciate
it. Okay, I appreciate talking to you.
Yeah, same here, man.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
Let me know what happens. Call me back later.
Okay, will do.
All right, great. Take care.
Thanks, Robert.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Now, ordinarily, Ace of Diamonds, Three of Clubs, that's what Chris is. I wouldn't even have guessed he would be married. They have a strong romantic drive. But he's married to the woman that he's actually mooned to. The first connection is he's mooned to her. So he found a woman, and they're a lot alike. I think it's somehow all worked out. That's really interesting. We're not going to take a break now. We're going to go right to the next call, which is Analia. This will be our last call of the evening. Analia's on line 4 from Sebastopol. Are you on the phone, Analia? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Analia. Can you turn your phone up a little bit somehow or talk loud? I can hear you better.
I think it's as high as it gets. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Okay, perfect. Maybe I should talk louder. That's what it comes from.
So what's on your mind this evening?
Is that Robert?
Yes, it's Robert.
Robert. Oh, okay. So you are talking with somebody else while you're talking to me now.
I'm sorry. Well, there's a delay on the radio.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So turn your radio off so you don't get confused.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do exactly right now. Perfect. So how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, that's cool.
Are you August 25th, 1975?
Yeah, August 25th, 1975. And
okay.
Just want to tell you that I've been not asleep and doing oracles in the last, I don't know how long. And I am doing, like, a mix of all oracles. Mostly is, you know, the card signs. I'm doing the Mayan calendar, class, numerology, and human design. Have you ever heard of human design?
I can barely understand what you're saying. What is it you're talking
about? Okay. Well,
I heard about the Mayan calendar, but what was the other one?
Oh, the other one is numerology.
Numerology, I know that. What else?
Yeah, because, and the other one is called human design.
Oh, human design, yeah, I'm familiar
with that.
You
know that one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm mixing them all together.
Uh-huh.
I'm creating a new oracle.
Uh-huh.
And because I believe that the card, you know, the one that you did, is super, super accurate, and I believe that it's true. But it's all about numbers and sounds and geometry anyway.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so I just want to tell you that I'm very familiar with your cards. I have lots of questions, but I don't know if it's going to go okay with your program.
I'd rather answer a question that's for you.
Okay. So you want some more personal questions, I guess, yeah?
Well, that's usually what people call in with.
Yeah, I see that. Cool. Well, let's do a personal question.
Have you found the man of your dreams yet?
What?
Have you found the man of your dreams yet?
I couldn't hear. What did you say?
Have you found the man of your dreams yet?
Gosh. I have too many men of my dreams in my dreams. Well,
how many actually do you have?
Usually at least 6. No, I'm kidding.
You're only half kidding.
I'm just kidding, Robert. But I'm dealing with the 10 of diamonds in the last 3 years. You know, the blessed card.
You're in a relationship with a Ten of Diamonds person?
Yeah.
Okay, last 3 years?
Yes. Mhm.
And how's that going?
It's been going absolutely super heaven, amazing. And then he doesn't want to commit for a while. He's an artist too, like me. So he's very... He just doesn't want to commit.
What's his birthday,
Analia? Oh, his birthday is April 11th.
Oh, so he's an Ace of Diamonds ruling card.
Yeah, totally.
That's probably the problem.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
Because Ace of Diamonds rulers, they see so many other women out there.
Yep. Actually, he is super committed to me. I'm the one who actually goes off on my own.
Well, you both, you know, it's I can tell you for sure it's in his personality, and it may be in yours too, so maybe you guys take turns showing it off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
You both have
actually, what?
You both have it.
Yeah,
you both
have
that
it,
quality within your personality.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So do you have a
and
question
actually,
about him?
Well, my relationship, you know, of course, I always look into the cards, and I just want to tell you, Robert, that I've been turning on so many people into your book. I love all your book of love cards. I think it's the best one, and I've been turning all the people into this amazing book. I love the simplicity of the book. It's just great. Anyway, I've been through, you know, a lot of lovers and different things, and it's true. In the beginning, I didn't believe really about when you say about the intensity and the overall compatibility with the other person.
Uh-huh.
But it is super true that it works, actually. And Gary, his name, the King of Diamonds, he is the best compatibility I ever had, and he is still my boyfriend or my partner or whatever it is. And I just got to a point that I just need to commit, because I'm exhausted of going around, and he's going around, and, you know, we always are here for each other, but we never really... And I'm just... Already I'm 31 years old, and I'm just like, I'm kind of tired of running around and
Yeah, I
traveling.
Think everybody gets to a point where they realize, well, if I'm not going to do something, I need to do it now, you know, if I'm going to
exactly.
do something with my life, and that means I have to commit to something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where the point where you're at right now, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, otherwise you'll see, you're an ace, right? You're an ace of clubs.
Yeah, totally.
And you have a lot of passion. You want to accomplish some things in your lifetime.
Yep.
You don't want
to
just have a...
Is it possible that I am in right now, as we speak, I am, I know I did a lot of rituals around it, and I feel like I am into Jupiter time already. I passed through the Three of Diamonds. I feel like I am into financial traveling already. Is that possible, that I don't have to be 30-something in order to be in Jupiter?
Why do you want to be in Jupiter?
Because it's the planet of blessings.
You don't have to be in Jupiter to have blessings.
What is the other one that I was before? Oh.
Mars.
Yeah.
You're in the Mars period right now.
Do you think so?
You're not done with your traveling yet.
Okay.
With your traveling and your changes. You still got more. It's okay, though. You can start on your career now. It all comes together, though, more in the mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
It will. It'll come together. You'll see.
Mm-hmm. And then you and me, we're going to be, like, just doing all these workshops and traveling around and probably being in Mexico, probably. I hope you're going to go to Mexico, you know?
Well,
2010.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a lot of changes, you know?
Yeah. It's all good. I'm glad that you're called and connected.
Yeah, are you going to write another book?
I'm writing another book right now, actually.
What is it about?
It's going to be kind of like